May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. From 1977 to 1980, I attended seminary at a place called Salisbury in the southern part of England. Salisbury Theological College had a relationship with a place called Corrymeela, which was on the northern coast of Northern Ireland. Corrymeela was a place where children and young people were brought from the cities of Londonderry and Belfast. Children and young people who were torn and ravaged by violence in the name of Christianity. Children and young people that had been taught to hate. One of the groups of children were Roman Catholic, and they'd been taught that one kind of people, Protestants, were not Christian and had to be avoided, hated, and sometimes killed at all costs. The other group of children were Protestants, and they had been taught that one kind of people, Roman Catholics, were not Christian and had to be avoided, hated, and sometimes killed at all costs. In Belfast, there was a road that was made famous by this conflict. It was called the Shankhill Road. I believe they've changed its name now. But on each side of the Shankhill Road, there were two huge housing estates that up until the 1960s, Roman Catholics and Protestants had lived fairly peaceably together. After what is now referred to as Bloody Sunday, when all hell broke loose on the Shankhill Road, migrations began to take place. All of the Roman Catholics moved from the Ardoyne estate across the Shankhill Road to the Shankhill Road estate. And all the Protestants moved from the Shankhill estate to the Ardoyne estate. Because of the hatred that had been fostered between two peoples, a fence of about 60 feet high was built right down the middle of the Shankhill Road. The fence at least stopped people from going into the other estate, and at least it stopped the Molotov cocktails, handmade and handheld bombs, being hurled at each other's homes. The violence and the hatred cloaked in religion was commonplace in many areas of Belfast and Londonderry. In all of this lived a man called Ray Davies. And Ray was a Presbyterian minister. And he had a vision of this place called Corrymeela, a place of peace. The mission of Corrymeela was very simple. It would bring children and young people from Londonderry and Belfast to a place of peace. And they would encourage the children to play together. To play together. Most of the children that came had difficulty sleeping because it was so quiet. When you're used to bombs and you're expecting explosions and gunfire, rest at night is not easy. So we would sit with the children until they went to sleep. One night, this little red-headed 10-year-old from the Ardoyne estate was asking me if there were any bombs where I lived. You know, the only bomb we'd experienced that year was the Dean of Salisbury Cathedral, who got mad at us for playing soccer on the lawn of the cathedral. Are the bombs where you live? But then the little boy looked at me and he said, "Alan, I never realized a Roman Catholic was a human being." 30 years later, I still see that little boy in my mind as his words are burned forever, I believe, in my consciousness and in my soul. I never realized a Roman Catholic was a human being. Over the years, I've lost touch with Corrymeela, but the essence of Corrymeela has never lost touch with me. The reason for Corrymeela existing was that people were taught to hate. Even today, there are still those who teach people to hate. They even teach our children to hate. And it is done in the name of religion. Even worse, it is supported with a biblical authority. And even worse, it is done in the name of Christ. This morning, Walter read to us part of the letter to the Ephesians. It said, "Remember that at one time, you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision." The uncircumcision was a term used for Gentiles that meant unclean. It refers to Isaiah chapter 52, verse 1, which tells, "The uncircumcised and the unclean shall not enter Zion." It also refers to Leviticus chapter 19, verse 23, which tells us that eating from a tree was forbidden until the tree had been growing for 3 years. Because the fruit was deemed uncircumcised and the fruit was deemed unclean. Throughout human history, there have been people that others have been taught to hate in the cause and in the name of religion and in the name of faith. And it seems that the hating of other people or another sect, or a religious denomination, often becomes the focus for their mission. And their hatred becomes the fuel for energizing their purpose. And all this has and still gets grounded and legitimized by turning to scriptural passages that support a particular point of view that in turn gives a misguided authority to point the finger at somebody else and say, "You are wrong." That lesson that Walter read goes on to say that Christ has broken down the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing in his flesh the law of commandments and the ordinances, that he might create in himself one new person in place of the two. Yet today we still have those who want to continue to build the wall of hostility. Who want to continue to foster a gospel of hate. Who continue in the name of our Lord and under the disguise of biblical authority. Yet to what authority is the claim? You see, It can be biblically supported with authority that we here at St. John's must not have that smell of, never mind the taste of, that bacon and sausage each Sunday morning. It was said with biblical authority that God intended for people of wealth to own other people and call them slaves. And it was also said with biblical authority that people of a different color were inferior to us white folks and should not be expected to be treated like human beings. And it's also said with biblical authority that those people who are divorced should not be able to be remarried. And it was said with biblical authority that women and children were to be excluded from any kind of worship or leadership or even discussion about the issues. And even in our gospel this morning, we can assume from that gospel that the women and the children did not get fed. It was 5,000 men. Even the violence in Northern Ireland was upheld by a biblical authority. It seems that in some cases, biblical authority was used to only foster hate. Let me tell you, hate is not a biblical authority. Hate is not God-given. Hate is taught by human beings. I never knew Roman Catholics were human. Our Episcopal Church has made some decisions over the years that have caused some others outside of the Episcopal Church to publicly denounce us as being outside of biblical authority. You know, we may be wrong, but you know, we may be right. But we've taken steps of faith that we believe God has called us to take. Those walls that Christ came to break down, the walls of religion, the walls of name calling, the walls of exclusion, of color, of sex, of prejudice, the wall of lies, the wall of hostility and the walls of hate are still being built. Yet the mission of Christ for all of us is to begin to break down those walls, not build them up. The more that we help build those walls, the more we foster our differences and the deeper we feel our divisions. The deeper we feel our divisions, the more we foster the need for survival. And the more we foster the need for survival, the more focused we become on hating those who are different from us. We need to learn from history what happens when that becomes our purpose for living. The words of a little 10-year-old redhead. I never knew a Roman Catholic was a human being. Amen.